call to order the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee of the Town of Discovery Bay. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
I don't know if there's anybody on the line, but if there is, this is your time for public comment. If you have any comments that you would like to make specific to water and wastewater, that is not an agendized item, this would be the time to speak up and give us your opinions or and let us know what your comments are. Is there anybody on the line that would like to make any comments?
There's no one on the line.
Okay, then I'm going to close public comment, and I am going to move on to approval of the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
And I will second, made and seconded and passed. No presentations, no updates. Well, kind of. As discussion items, we have a couple of updates. So Aaron, why don't you talk to us about the rotor situation? Is this about the rotor situation? And are you referring to the rotors that are broken?
Hello? Yeah. So the rotors at Ox Ditch 3, the rotors that broke 6 months ago, they broke, the one rotor broke again. And this time it broke more severely. And so there was discussion on, okay, well, we just get a new shaft, which is the part that broke, put it back there, and see if it'll make another 6 months until we can actually take it offline and do a proper rotor upgrade. But we feel that too much damage has taken place, that a new shaft isn't going to fix it. We think also there's problems with the motor and stuff, the alignment. So we'll scrap that idea. We're going to go ahead and rent, I wouldn't say rotors, but basically, yeah, rotors, floating rotors out there that will be tethered to the structural right there. So that would have been removed. I don't know. I added some additional material with photos that I took today, had them printed. You can see that in front of you. I don't know if a picture made it for that rotor that's missing. We had some printer issues, and that printer, that picture didn't come out.
Well, it's,
there it
well,
is.
I can see where the rotors are missing.
Click on the third page to the far right. There's a small, so you can see the rotors are even taken out. There's a gap right there.
Yeah, we can see it's missing right here.
Yeah, so there's going to be some riddles, and that's going through.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
They look like lint rollers.
Yeah.
The one that's still exists is on a separate shaft, and it's still, so three out of four work.
You have four rotors. You have inside, you have two outside, two insides. And the outside rotor on the Ox Ditch,
sure,
the third Ox Ditch here is what's fit twice.
But the other three are operating.
Correct.
So all we're doing is putting in a something that's going to allow the flow to remain consistent across the Ox Ditch with some.
So as the heat goes up, our oxygen levels are going to start dropping because we don't have enough rotors in there. So we need to rent additional floating rotors to go ahead and pump more oxygen to meet as the temperatures come up.
If as the hotter it gets, the bugs will die if we don't keep oxygen to the bugs. And the hotter it gets, if we lose our bugs, the plant goes septic, and we can't treat the water like we should, and it goes alpha. So without those rotors splashing the water and creating a current, creating oxygen for
right.
the bugs to live.
Sure.
So we have three rotors still operating. That's fine right now. The weather's been cooler.
I'm with you.
In the summertime, we will lose it and we'll go. And that renders that oxygen unfair.
So, if we're renting them, is that like a permanent solution or is that a solution until we can get a new rotor?
It's not a permanent solution because we do in the future, we're updating the rotors to the larger rotors.
Okay.
We really just need a fix to get us through the summer because we expect this Ox Ditch, the Ox Ditch you see in the far over there, should be finished. We can kick that back online, and now we can kick this Ox Ditch 3 offline to do the upgrades and repairs to it, put the bigger rotors on.
Got it.
So originally the plan was get Ox Ditch 4 complete, and therefore we would have that redundancy. We're going to shut down in series somehow both 2 and 3 and replace the rotors in both of those. Is that correct? That's what I understood that we put into
Ox
the CPI, CIP.
Ox Ditch 4 will get the new rotors. So once that's up and running, we can take Ox Ditch 3 offline. We were originally going to move to Ox Ditch 2, but when the rotor broke 6 months ago, we said, hey, we don't know how long this rotor is going to last. Let's make Ox Ditch 3 the next Ox Ditch 2.
Okay, so we're just changing the schedule around, but this, the theory is still... So what's the scheduling for Ox Ditch 4 to come online?
We're tentatively August, September, if we don't have any more delays.
Okay. And have we ordered what we need for Ox Ditch 3?
Temporary?
No, permanent.
That's under Anderson, most of the parts are starting to go up.
I mean, with the way things are.
We ordered parts a long time ago.
Okay.
A lot of sensors preemptively just because we knew delays.
Okay. All right. And for Ashley and myself, give me an idea what these temporary rotors, what do we...
These are going to look something like a large pallet with basically, you ever seen the outboard boat motors in Asia with the long shafts and the prop? Instead of having outboard motors, we have the boats with the shaft delivered right there.
Yeah.
We've got a long shaft.
Yeah, like out of the James Bond movie.
That's exactly what you're going to see on a buoy mounted in front of where that rotor used to be. And it's going to drive that shaft and it's just going to splash the water basically.
So it's not optimum, but it's enough to keep things working.
What does something like that cost?
Rental-wise, it's a few thousand.
A month?
Yeah.
And how many of those do we need to put in there?
The one that we've quoted, we had a couple of options. The one that we got back, the one that we voted for, should be one. Will be more oxygen delivered than the current rotor we had in place. So
okay.
About 100 CFM.
How big's the prop on that?
I'll show you when it gets here.
Okay.
It looks kind of like the dredge out there floating in the land.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But
okay.
The
yeah, because it has to be, obviously it has to float.
Yeah.
And it'll be just be tethered.
Yeah.
In one location.
The thing about this option is we already had the power. We already had the placement with that rotor out. We just set it in, we plug it up, and we're ready to go. So that was probably the quickest and cheapest route.
So we'll probably have 6 months, minimum 6 months of rental, minimum. Okay? Well, good solution, guys. As long as it keeps our bugs alive.
Yeah.
Those are very important bugs to me.
The most expensive
Aaron, bugs. Are you done with the...
They're fed well.
Yeah.
Are you done with the...
So that's just the rotor. So the fact that they actually showed you through the pictures with the... clarifiers, and that's the denitrification project taking place.
Right.
So this is pictures from today, so it's the most current where we're at in the project.
It looks awesome. Looks like we're making headway, right?
Yep.
I'm looking at the relatively finished product in front of four.
Yeah. The piping is taking place there.
I see the piping coming in one end and then coming out the other end.
Yep.
And then I just see two big chambers. Is that really all it is?
Yep, that's the oxygen. Yes, that's warm.
Well, I'll have to come over and take a look at it and ask questions when I'm there. But yeah.
So remember, the way that works is that box that you're seeing in front of the oxygen is the anoxic wall. The water's going to flow through the current oxidation ditch. And then part of it's going to flow through the
anoxone
and then come
back
into the ditch.
Right.
So keep going.
Each one will have its own. Each one of those, so that's how that's working. It can't take the full load of oxygen, but it can take the denitrification out of the water as it's passing through.
I'm going to get into stuff I'm not going to understand when you tell me, but I'm going to ask anyway. So, what are the two smaller holding?
Mixed liquor and exchange. So that is what's coming into the ox ditch is essentially the worst of the worst.
I guess you want to come up here. You got to use the mic and speak, man.
You know I'm talking about these, right?
Yeah, he's exactly. You're right.
It's called mixed liquor.
So that's called, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, sorry. I just wanted to make sure it was here.
It's not that good. I promise you.
I made it.
Looks like it.
Yeah. You guys in the South make your liquor funnier than we do, I'm telling you.
Was that like moonshine?
Yeah. Moonshine.
If you see that piping, how that pipe literally is laid in what's going to be the oxygen four, that currently that happens now in the other two oxygens, is you just don't have that chamber there, right? Because you don't have another anox on. So essentially you just got a pipe coming from headworks now that goes directly into the oxygen. So what goes into that oxygen circles, and then there's weirs. See that where you see a rotor structure on one side of that oxygen and on the opposite side? The concrete,
yeah.
That's the rotor order. You see that little concrete that's pretty much adjacent to or directly across from one of the oxygen rotors? That is the weir chamber.
Yep.
The water peers over that weir and then goes into the clarifiers, right? That's where we separate the solids from the liquids. So the bugs are in the oxygen, and we've got to protect the bugs with oxygen, but we've got to get the nitrogen out through the
oxygen.
Okay, so wait a minute. The when it comes from the, so if I'm looking at this picture here.
Yep, that's what I'm looking at.
When it comes from the headworks, where does it enter the ox ditch?
Right there where that blue pipe sticking out of the ground.
Coming out of the two small boxes.
Correct. It comes from headworks, comes through that mixed liquor box. And that's basically about it. We can divert it. We can divert it from there to the anox zone directly, or we can go directly into the
oxygen. Okay. All right. I got you now. Okay. So we're not pulling out of the ox ditch into the anox.
It's the opposite way.
We're pulling out of the headworks and putting it in there.
So both. So you're coming from headworks, coming through that little big
box. It's a balance of keeping bugs alive.
You're going in through that blue pipe up on the southeast corner of that picture.
Yeah.
All right. The flow is going in the direction that the rotors are pushing the water, right? It goes around the racetrack. And the water that's coming back, see on the other side, they've got another blue pipe that's leaving the base. That is going into the anox zone, and it's going to come back through that little box.
I'm going to pull you away from the microphone.
Yeah, I need.
I want you to give me a. So it comes.
You're looking at a different picture, but this is okay too. All right.
Where's the headworks come from? So I wanted to see the whole thing.
This part isn't here yet. This part isn't built yet. So there's a pipe that's going to come from here.
That's my problem.
And this, so what's happening?
There wasn't a supply when I was looking for a supply.
This is coming through the ox ditch, coming out of the ox ditch, going into anox zone, and then rolling back in to the system.
It mixes with some of the effluent that's coming in.
That's exactly
as well
right.
Okay.
And it's a diversion chamber, so we can stop it if we needed to for whatever reason. If we were to, because remember, we're going to have one extra ox ditch now.
So is this coming in from here?
No, this is what's leaving the ox ditch. This is what's going to clarifiers.
So where are the weirs that you were talking about?
Right here.
That's what I thought.
That's where the weirs are going to be.
Right, okay.
So where's the end on this?
Isn't here yet. It's going to be either right in the back or coming into that.
And what's going in?
There's holes. This is exactly what's coming into the plant.
That's a holding.
What's coming in the wastewater plant?
So that's what's coming
everything
in.
I
didn't understand the end.
And then it flows this way. So therefore, it flows in this pipe into the chambers and back out, and then mixes with what comes there. Mm-hmm.
And then this goes into here, and then it takes the solid stuff out here, and then keeps going.
No. The solids don't. Well, some solids leave that weir, but not all of it, because we can't take the bugs to the clarifier. We got to keep the bugs there. They have to be able to eat and break down the stuff,
It's an amazing bio.
So the water.
I think I need to walk it.
Some of the solids that are coming over that weir are going to the clarifier. The clarifier is what the little round ones. That's what separates the solids from the liquid.
You need to walk it with the existing plant and see.
You'll understand this better.
You
can see it in one of the other pictures.
When you have a bigger picture.
This is the clarifier.
Right.
That's where the solids and liquids are changing.
Okay.
This is where the solids and liquids are separated. The clarifiers. That also has weirs around the top.
Got it.
So that the clear water gets separated from this. And then this is pumped to the sludge pond.
The solids is.
The liquids are then pumped over to the filter chamber.
Sand filter and UV.
The big filters.
Right. So If you look at that picture, it's probably not on.
Show it.
That's pretty
almost
good.
Close.
Go back to this one. See these? Mm-hmm. So see that weir right there? Uh-huh. That's the weir on one of the existing pots. So that water is going into a split chamber, and it has to evenly flow between this ox ditch and the other ox ditch into these clarifiers. So there's a weir here to keep the bugs inside here. Keeps most of the solids that they need to thrive on here. This weir goes in to these clarifiers. The clarifiers are V-shaped or cone-shaped at the bottom. The solids follow out. It's very slow rate. The water goes over the edge and goes to the UV and sand filter. The solids go to the lagoon or the digest pond.
So the water that, this rim right here, the water that flows over the top of that goes over to the sand filters, to the UV filter, to the headworks, and back to the ocean. And that's where it's going to go into that new manifold that we're building.
Okay.
Why do we have a picture?
Why
do we have a picture of the sludge part or the
lagoon?
Because it's showing you how green it is.
Yeah, I was just showing you.
Why is that good, bad, or indifferent?
Well, that's because when the dredge went down.
Yeah. It pretty much looks like my backyard in the Delta. What are you talking about?
although
we are starting to get some algae. And then the fourth one is. The number two
is there.
Is going to be over here somewhere.
As soon as they're done pouring concrete on four, they're going to move and start digging too. So they've already squared it off.
How far behind schedule are we?
A couple weeks.
That's really? Is that
they're
it?
Not, they're not.
Even through all the delays and everything?
We had a couple rain delays, and we had, I think, one COVID delay.
Well, pretty soon, I think. Hey. Didn't we lock down on a separate note? Didn't we lock down a bond? We're already locked into a bond number. There's not the Fed rate today didn't affect anything for us. Okay.
Did it change?
So
yeah,
the good news is the good news, Anthony, is we finally got it financed. We can pay for it.
So they don't come repo the oxygen.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So good job again, Julie, with that and team. Okay, so I would really like to go.
I would walk it with you too.
And with Anthony,
yeah.
Because I will learn from your questions because I've seen some of it, but you forget how it works.
I'm better if I can see it and touch it.
So
I don't really want to touch it.
I know I've been saying this forever. And then, you know, when we do that, we'll go over and look at the effluent pump and lift station W that they're having, that they're going to be asking us about rebuilding at the same time.
Yeah.
So we'll schedule something with you, me, and Dina to go over there in the next couple. Well, how's your schedule?
I'm out of town next week.
Okay. 2 weeks. I'm out of town in 2 weeks. May 16th through the 18th or something like that. I'm in Southern California.
Okay. I'm going to be in Southern California in Vegas next week.
Concrete show's over.
I know, but I have Waste Expo and Act Expo.
Okay. D-Night, that's the next update we got. Aaron?
That was
D-Night. We have pictures and no agenda item.
Just another update. General update.
Give us a general update.
So what you got there, the second package of photos, is
water.
I apologize.
I'm just gonna
ban
the one, the two.
It should be, but they are photos of today of today's whole route with the pipeline project along Edgeview and Lakeview Business Plaza on the Boulevard there. So you can see the black asphalt there. That is asphalt. That means the pipe has already been laid there.
Well, this was taken today.
This is all today.
Yeah.
Because they were back here yesterday.
Yeah, they did roughly, I think, 250, 300 feet.
Well, they're pretty. Does it end at that plate?
That's the tie-in, yeah, on the clubhouse. So there's two plates there. The one you see there where it says stop on the right-hand side and you see an island down at the bottom. That's the tie-in on the clubhouse.
What? Well, hold on. I'm not
reading. That's page two.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah.
So that's a plate, that's a tie-in right there.
That's Clipper, right? To the left?
No. That's Edgeview to the left. You're standing on the clubhouse, and you're about to go to Marina.
Oh, I see. Really? Wait a minute.
Yep, this is the gate right here.
Oh, I'm talking about the steakhouse. You got me confused.
It's the pipeline project's photos.
I get it, but
like I said, these photos are a little all over the place.
What I was looking at is how quickly the progress is going at the steakhouse. That's what I was commenting.
Steakhouse, yeah. So the first picture of the steakhouse I have is where the dump truck's on the bottom.
Yeah.
Going down the boulevard. Yep.
And then I'm looking if you turn the page, that
to the left is a plate.
Fernwood or whatever that is right there. And that plate is the end of it.
Yep, that's the time.
That's as far as it goes in.
Yep. That's where it starts, and then it goes south.
And then now we're back inside the country club again.
Yeah.
We think they're moving pretty quick.
Yeah, so these photos are photos of, like, a week or two ago, of the sand and the pipe, of how they laid it. I mean, they would put a pipe or two in. They'd already start backfilling it. They're running a tracer wire through it. They would go 20 feet, and they're already, packing the dirt down in order to put an asphalt back on top of it. And you can see the connections of the valves, the T's for hydrants.
Yeah.
And there's a page there where it's a black asphalt square where you're looking at a backhoe dumping into a dump truck.
Can you lift up your picture so they can see which one you're
this
on?
This one.
I can't see on my glasses.
Let me help you.
I went deep in there.
It's not that one, right?
Nope. Keep going.
My hands aren't working today.
What do we have a measure?
Okay, so that. Let's talk about that one. That is a force main from F.
That's a force main from where?
F.
Okay.
So it's 4 feet deep. And. We couldn't locate it.
So that means it's not gravity flow, it's pumped.
Correct.
So it's enclosed.
Yeah, it okay. Pumps it all the way to plant one. That we had as-builts that did not tell us really information of where that force main was. And so that contractor was able out there to dig by hand, poke, probe. We had no idea how deep it was. I asked our engineer, Gregory, do you have any information? And he said, we've never laid eyes on it. So,
but now we know.
So that picture just says how deep to top of pipe is. I have it marked on the street so I know exactly where it's at.
That just helps us fill out our schematic better for future reference. We won't end up with valves being buried and those kind of problems anymore.
Yep.
Then the next page is the dump truck. Is that what you were talking about?
It was right after the...
It would probably help. It's okay. We're good.
It looks good.
I mean, we get it.
So the force main and then...
How do you bond these? How do you bond the pipes together? Is it a heat process? Or is it a collar process? When you're putting the water pipes together after on a run, they're only so long, right?
They're, what, 10 feet sticks?
Okay, so then when you put another pipe to it, is it welded together or is it collared together?
They're pressed in, it's got a rubber gasket inside, and then you have a mechanical joint that holds
okay.
them together.
All right.
Yep, so they're moving. We did flushing, so what are we today? It's moving so fast.
They should be pretty close to getting done in front of the steakhouse, I guess, huh?
So right now they're laying the pipe. They basically, the next steps right now is they have to... they have to pressure test it to make sure that all the fittings they put on there, it has to press a pressure test of 125 PSI for 2 hours with zero loss. Mm-hmm. We did that to the edge view, that passed. Today we got done, they super chlorinated edge view pipeline yesterday. We just took samples out of that today. So Lakeview Business Plaza, the next step there is they're gonna pressure test it and then super chlorinate it. And after, once that passes, then they can go ahead and make the connections.
It doesn't seem like it's really affected the flow of traffic. Have we had any complaints or concerns or any issues with that?
I haven't had any yet.
I will say that I went to lunch at the steakhouse and I flipped a U-turn at the old entrance and got right to where I could make the right in front of Marple's
right.
The dump truck was there because that just happened to be...
When I
pulled in and I stopped and the guy with the big furry mustache looked at me and I went like that and he stops the dump truck and he moves him out of my way and I went in. I probably didn't wait more than 30 seconds.
Yeah,
they were pretty efficient with us.
So they're definitely accommodating the businesses that are there, you know, and I think they're being, and it's probably slowing them down a little bit because, you know, of course he couldn't take a load in his dump truck because he was moving it back and forth to make, and especially, well, fortunately they're done before the bar crowd shows up. why did you give us a picture of this valve here at the very end?
So that is just a photo there of what the blow off was of the pipes. So they would discharge that, they'd take that that nut there that's in the valve, they'd take that off, we'd put a sample station on top of that. But they would basically blow out all the water inside that pipe before we took a sample. That is actually a location of a hydrant that they'll be installing once all the sampling and testing is done.
And then on, in the previous page, if you have it the same as me, which shows a blue pipe and then a
wire.
A wire. What is that?
That's a tracer wire.
So to explain that.
A tracer wire is something that helps us locate our pipe. So let's say we lose all of our information, records or whatever, I can hook up a tool and I can go out and look at the lawn and physically tell you where
so
my
pipe is. It emits some sort of a signal that you're able to, whether it be magnetic or whatever it is.
You put like
a charge to it.
Yeah, current to it, and then you can pick that up.
So as we put in new pipe throughout Discovery Bay, we're putting tracer wires on top of all of it, which we didn't have before.
Our spec. Yep, our spec requires that.
Okay.
That's
good.
Awesome.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Anthony, you have anything to add to it?
More to follow.
Dina, anything from you?
Nope.
Okay, is there any public comment with regards to the presentations that were given today? Any questions, not questions, any comments for any of the, on that? Is there anybody online?
Yes, we do have one person on the line, Mr. Coleman.
Can you hear us, or do you have something you'd like to say, or are you just listening in? This would be the time to speak.
This is Jason Coleman at Littlehurst Commonini. I can hear an echo in the back of the background here.
We don't hear an echo. We hear you clear. Hey, Jason.
Okay.
Hey,
well, I've been listening in. It sounds like Anthony has reported the situation of the project, pipeline project, really well, characterized that well, and you know, we're working on many other water projects, as you're aware. But no, nothing else further from me at this point.
Fantastic. One of these days, we're going to actually get you to show up in person.
Yeah, I'm planning on coming over next month. I'll be presenting some filter options for you, some things
that has
been discussing, and some longer term options to consider.
That would be great. We look forward to it. And thank you for taking the time to check in. Everything seems, we know we have a good team in place, of which you're part of, and we're very confident that things are moving along well, and that's what we will report to the board.
All right. Great, Kevin. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. If there's nothing further, then I will adjourn the meeting.